You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night to you. We're just getting started. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when we get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I hope you had a terrific Wednesday. If you didn't, I'm going to try my best. That doesn't mean I'm going to accomplish it, but I'm going to try my best to make sure that you have an option to enjoy the next 4 hours. We got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. More importantly, you. Because if you don't listen, there is no show. So thank you very much. We found out who the candidates are for the NFL Awards for this past season. MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Coach of the Year. We have the candidates. We'll talk about that momentarily. We'll talk about some individual who didn't even get any type of consideration. If you follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief, you'll already know what we'll discuss. And one of the stories next hour is the fact that Jeff Saturday, former Pro Bowl player, all pro this, great center that, terrible coach, he's getting another chance and opportunity, potentially, at an interview to coach the Colts next season. And so if you didn't like getting blown out 33-0 in consecutive weeks and giving up gigantic leads, prepare yourselves for some more. We have some updates on Patrick Mahomes' ankle. He most certainly looks and appears to be feeling good as he held a press conference today. We'll talk about the 49ers. There's a lot of things that have gone on with the 49ers away from the field. Some of it not having to do with the action. Matt Barnes spat on somebody at the game this past weekend. One of their players is wild. We'll get into that later on in the show. And of course, it's Wednesday night. Every single Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. Tonight will be no different. I'm going to give you a list of some legends who deserve more love. We know yesterday it was announced that Scott Rolen is going into Cooperstown. He's going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And of course, we could sit here forever and debate, this guy goes in and that guy goes in and this guy. And people will be calling me up, telling me who they think needs to go into the Hall of Fame. I don't want to do that. I want to talk about some overall legends who deserve more love and respect, whether it's a Hall of Fame, an all-time list. And we will share that with you 2 hours from now, because I make sure I bridge you a little bit closer to Thursday. I gave you my social media. It's at JR Sport Brief. You should know the phone number here at CBS Sports Radio. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shep, how are you this evening? You doing good?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, JR. How are you, sir?
Good to hear, man. I'm very well. Thank you. One of the first things I woke up to today, because it was announced, I believe, on the NFL networks, Good Morning Football, is that what they still call it, Shep, right?
Yeah.
Something like that, whatever it is. Yeah, it is Good Morning Football. Congratulations to them. Anyway, they sent me cookies one time, so I'll always remember the show's name. I like cookies. But anyway, we got the finalists for the NFL Awards. The season awards, and we know the NFL has to do everything big. They now have an NFL honor ceremony. It's going to take place on February 9th. That's a few days before the Super Bowl takes place in Arizona. Typically, it's been the night before the Super Bowl, but I guess they want a little bit more leeway time. And so some of the most important things I think that people care about are like MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. How about this? The Defensive Player of the Year, the three finalists are Chris Jones of the Chiefs, you have Micah Parsons of the Cowboys, and then you have Nick Bosa of the 49ers. Nick Bosa will walk away with that award. Absolutely no problem. We'll get to Coach of the Year later on this hour, but let me mention this. Because MVP is where it's at. And if you need a refresher, all of these candidates were selected by media members, the Associated Press, individuals who participate in media and cover the games. When it comes down to MVP, we have 50 members of the media who cover the NFL who will be deciding the MVP. And the candidates, it's five of them. Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, yes, you heard that correctly, a wide receiver, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen. Now, in order to save all of us some time here, I'm going to automatically eliminate one of these guys. Matter of fact, I'm going to automatically eliminate a few of these dudes. How about this guy right here? Justin Jefferson. Sure, Justin Jefferson had a hell of a season for the Vikings, who went 13-4 and then choked against the New York Giants. No surprise, given their propensity to give up many points very quickly. The Vikings went 13-4, and Justin Jefferson by himself, 1,800 yards receiving, 128 receptions, and 8 touchdowns. But guess what's not going to happen? A wide receiver is not going to get his hands on the MVP. Kirk Cousins can think, and he can think the world of Justin Jefferson. He's object and weapon number one. Man, Kirk Cousins thinks he's had an MVP caliber year. This is what Kirk Cousins had to tell Rich Eisen.
I threw a fade ball in the middle of the field to him that's a little underthrown, and he went up and, you know, for lack of a better term, mossed the guy and just kind of caught it over top of him. And I remember thinking, I think we hit on our draft pick. He's just fine. And he never looked back. I mean, that game he caught a, you know, 60 or 70 yard touchdown pass as well. And the next week made some great plays. And you just realize, you know, this guy's going to be a great player in this league. And my challenge to him now that he's in year three really has been, since he had such a breakout rookie year, has been you don't have to do anything different. You don't have to reinvent how you do it or what you do. The key is what you've done, you have to do again and again and again. And I said you'd be surprised how difficult that is for players to pull off. Many, many players are a flash in the pan, have a great year or two, but then disappear. And I said your goal has to be, Justin, to be somebody who does not disappear. And 10 years from now, we're still talking about what you're doing on a weekly basis. And he understands that, and 3 years in, he's really been able to hold to that.
Yeah, that's all good and fine, but he ain't winning no MVP. He can go out there week to week to week in 17 games. By the time he retires, he'll probably be playing 18 games a season, and he can stack up numbers and go into the Hall of Fame. But unless he's out there on the other end of 2,500 yards receiving and 15 touchdowns, I don't see no MVP. Justin Jefferson's not winning an MVP. There hasn't been a wide receiver to win an MVP ever. We only have 18 other guys who have not been a quarterback to win MVP. And the last dude to do that was a running back named Adrian Peterson, who's basically a tank, back in 2012. It sounds crazy. 2012 feels like yesterday. It's now 2023. Justin Jefferson, don't even get dressed. You ain't winning the MVP. I'm sorry, unless he wants to look fancy on the red carpet. Congratulations. Who else is an MVP candidate? What about Joe Burrow, right? There's a good chance that Joe Burrow will be right back in the Super Bowl. He's already the first quarterback in Cincinnati Bengals history to go to back-to-back AFC title games. Jamar Chase had to go down with a hip injury, and Joe Burrow still threw for 4,400 yards, 35 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. The Bengals went 12-4. They've rattled off 10 consecutive wins, and we know Joe Burrow has an MVP lined up in his future. Is it going to be this year? I'm not so sure. He might win a Super Bowl MVP. I don't know about the regular season one. Hayden Hurst, his new tight end. You might have seen him score a touchdown this past weekend. He talks about how awesome Joe Burrow is, especially after whooping a Bills' ass.
We knew the environment was going to be like coming in here. We knew that we had to execute, and if we came out hot, it was going to go our way. You know, the first two drives, boom, boom, touchdowns, that's huge. You know, Joe he's gonna find the open guy. You know, he's not just gonna stare one person down or one side of the field down. Whoever comes open in the coverage, he's smart enough to find it, and that's just kind of what we took advantage of. Everyone's counting us out. You know, they're selling tickets to a game that's not even set. We're whatever -6. It doesn't matter. When you got that guy at quarterback, it does not matter.
Oh well, it didn't matter. Remember, Joe Burrow wanted to tell everybody to go out there and get your refunds. Get your refunds if you had tickets to the AFC Championship game here in Atlanta between the Chiefs and Bills. It's not going to happen. We know that we will get the Chiefs and we will get the Bengals, and Chiefs are looking to go 11-0 or 11 in a row on their way to back-to-back Super Bowls. What about the man that I just mentioned, or the man that he will be opposing with the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's Patrick Mahomes. He has one of these MVP things already, you know, just bursting out of the scene in a full first year. And he's like, hey, what can I give you? 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards right out of the damn gate. That was in a 16-game season. What did Patrick Mahomes do this past year? Help lead the Chiefs to a 14-3 record, 5,200 yards passing, 41 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. And would anybody be shocked if they won the Super Bowl again? You shouldn't. The only thing slowing down Patrick Mahomes is the Bengals' defense and his recovering high ankle sprain. So Patrick Mahomes, we know what he can do. We've seen it. MVP, Super Bowl MVP, fifth straight AFC title game. He's in contention. He might not be available to pick up the award a few days before the Super Bowl because he might be preparing for the Super Bowl. Chris Sims, he was on NBC Sports, and he spoke to Andy Reid about what makes this Mahomes guy so damn special.
He's this creative magic player, but like this year, it just seems like he's coachable. I think that's where sometimes those guys can be hard to coach because they just go, hey, I'm good, I can do it.
He wants you to coach
him. He does, okay.
Yeah, he wants you to coach him hard.
Right.
And be honest with him. And so, and he loves when you feed him stuff.
Yeah.
And he's willing to come up with stuff. He's not shy about that. So, and either of the guys around him.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat would be good at this. Oh, yeah, okay. You know, are you included in? but they do a nice job with it.
I like Andy Reid and his eating analogy. He's like, yeah, he likes to be fed this. And Andy Reid is someone who likes to eat. I think you know that. I think that's quite clear, and that's not really a joke. He's always talking about what he wants to eat. Hey, Shep, didn't they gift him like a cheeseburger after a game?
They did. They did. And you would never imagine Andy Reid being that happy. It's almost as if he won a second Super Bowl.
Yeah, who needs a game ball when you can just give Andy Reid? Does he try to drink the Gatorade when they pour it on him?
I don't think he's that quick where he can pull that off, to be honest with you. I don't think he has those kind of reflexes and sensory motor skills like that anymore, going on mid-60s now, I believe.
He might try. I'm going to look out for that if he wins this. Well, they're not going to pour Gatorade on him for winning the AFC title game, but the next time there's a Gatorade bath in Andy Reid's future, I want to see if he tries to lean into it just to get a couple of gallons. But I digress. Patrick Mahomes, we know, is a great quarterback. And I think he's runner-up for MVP this year. And the dude that I think will get it didn't even play the whole season. But his team ended up with the number one offense in the league. The team still had 14 wins. They're going to take on or have one of the best games, I believe, of the season against the San Francisco 49ers. And the dude leading them is Jalen Hurts. He missed the last couple of games of the season with a busted up shoulder. He came back, took on the New York Giants, wiped them out 38-7. This year he got the job done in the air. He has new weapons, A.J. Brown. You can think about what he can do on the ground with his own damn feet. 760 yards rushing, 13 touchdowns on the ground. Where Patrick Mahomes did his damage in the air with 41 TDs, Jalen Hurts had 22 in the air between Smith and Brown, and then he decided to deliver another. He was the offense. And there are a lot of people who want to harp and talk about how, well, it's everything around him. You know, he's not the engine. He's lucky to be there. It's working out for him. Can we give Jalen Hurts some credit for how he's progressed? How he's had to actually earn his spot as a starter, to take over, to get an audition over the past year, year and a half, to get the starter's job this past year and absolutely excel? There wasn't a guarantee that he was going to keep the job this year, but he blew everybody the hell up on out the water. And why do I think Hurts will win MVP? Because the Eagles have the best record in the NFL, 14-3. You know, yes, Patrick Mahomes, I think the fact that he already has one, I think that will hurt his cause. And Jalen Hurts, I've gone on to an NFC championship game here. He's been the centerpiece of the number one offense. He's getting it done on the ground. He's getting it done in the air. He's shown some moxie by being injured. I really believe the fact that he missed two games won't necessarily hurt him, because people will look at the big picture. And so when you look at a few of the factors that I just mentioned, his ascension, the fact that Mahomes has already won one shouldn't factor in, but I believe it will. Number one record. I think Jalen Hurts is going to walk away with that MVP. You know, these are sports writers who've nominated these guys. These are sports writers, 50 of them, who will decide who the NFL MVP is for this past season. And based on that, I believe Jalen Hurts will win. And if I had a damn vote, I would go ahead and put Jalen Hurts in ahead of Patrick Mahomes. Someone else who believes in him, and why not, is his own head coach, Nick Sirianni. It's not necessarily a comparison. Maybe it is, just a little bit. But he actually evoked the name of Michael Jordan when talking about the influence that this man has on his team, inspiring them to do better. Listen to his head coach, Sirianni.
I know this is high praise, but to have him out there is like having, I shouldn't even go there, but like he's having like Michael Jordan out there. Like, he's your leader. He's your leader. He's your guy. He's your, like that's, hopefully that's the biggest respect I can pay to him, comparing to his ability to be in on the field to a Michael Jordan type. Like, this guy leads. He brings this calmness to the entire team. He plays great football. He's tough as they come. To me, ain't nobody has played any better football than him this year.
And I think he'll win MVP as a result. And so when you look at the field of finalists, Justin Jefferson, oh, hell nah. Joe Burrow, yeah, great season. But he's not winning this year. Let him win a Super Bowl MVP. Patrick Mahomes, yeah, I think he'll be the runner-up. And then Josh Allen, oh, he ain't winning MVP this year. You could throw that out the window. I think Jalen Hurts is the front-runner for NFL MVP this year. And if I were a betting man, on February 9th, we'll know who's in the Super Bowl. It will only be a few days after that. Is Jalen Hurts going to be picking up the award? Or will he be in bed, tucked away, getting ready for the Super Bowl? I think he'll be getting ready for the Super Bowl. And I think he'll win the award as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We know the finalists for NFL MVP. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, and Patrick Mahomes. Who do you think is the MVP from this past NFL season? I'm going with Jalen Hurts. We'll talk about it on the other side. The phone lines are open. And then I want to give some credit to Mr. Josh Allen for something else that he did. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We know the candidates for the NFL MVP. The award is going to be given out at the NFL Honors Awards on February 9th, a few days before the Super Bowl. And the finalists, Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Jalen Hurts. We can throw Justin Jefferson out the window. He definitely isn't winning it. Josh Allen, some of his turnovers throughout the course of the season, he's not winning it. And Joe Burrow, okay. Patrick Mahomes, maybe. But then I think it boils down to Jalen Hurts. Everybody loves a good story. And his story is certainly, I think, one of the best that we've gotten this season for the NFL's best team. They could be going to the Super Bowl. He might not be available to go out there and pick up that award. And so given and granted what he did on the ground, what he did in the air, what he did for the league's number one offense, we just played and shared a clip from you or for you from Nick Sirianni, just talking about how much of a leader he is. Even the fact that he missed two games is not going to be a punishment. And so Philadelphia very well could be in the Super Bowl, and he might have to just accept via a video message because they don't want him going out too late. They want this man focused on a potential Super Bowl, but let me not get too ahead of myself. And speaking of Philly, this is a game that actually just ended moments ago in Philadelphia. The 76ers beat the Brooklyn Nets 137-133. That former 76er, Ben Simmons, was in action. He was booed politely. He finished with 12 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He was 5 of 7 from the field. Kyrie had 30 points. Joel Embiid gave you 26. James Harden had 23. Maxey off the bench with 27. The Brooklyn Nets are just waiting for Mr. Kevin Durant to come back sooner than later. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I got Hurts as my MVP. I'd say Patrick Mahomes somewhere second with Mr. Joe Burrow. What say you? Lucas calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. I appreciate it. And I'm going to stay with you on Jalen Hurts. But not so much because of his production this year, but because of how trashed he got by the Philadelphia Sports Talk radio stations. I'm a truck driver. I travel between Baltimore, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. And all offseason, the Philadelphia Sports Talk radio station did nothing but trash the guy. We got to trade him. We're degressing as an organization. The Eagles are going in the wrong direction with Hurts. And all they did was view negativity in his direction. I don't care how the guy's winning. He's winning. And that's all that matters. But when you have a sports talk radio station constantly trashing somebody, and then the next year they are a MVP candidate and really the front runner for that, then you look really bad. You got a lot of egg on your face. So I'm with you. I hope it's Hurts, and I hope it's Hurts not just because of his production, just because of spite, because of how bad the sports talk radio station is.
Wait. You say the guys at WIP were killing him?
Well, whatever the sports talk radio station is out there.
Yeah, that would be WIP.
Trying to go through the radio stations and find something to listen to. And, you know, if I come across a sports talk radio station, a lot of the guys that run their sports talk radio stations were trashing him all season.
I get it. This is a more important question. You have to drive between Baltimore, New Jersey, and Philadelphia?
And New York, you know, Delaware, all in that.
You deserve a raise, man. That's like congestion city, man. It's terrible. It costs $1 million to drive up and down them stupid highways anyway. All the tolls.
Well, I don't pay for any of that. I have a good life. God gave me a good life. I don't need anything else. I'm happy with what I got, you know.
You still deserve a raise.
A lot of people don't have a job, you know. So.
Yeah, you're right. Well, they deserve a job, and you deserve a raise for driving through Baltimore, New York, and New Jersey. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, get your money, Luke. Thank you so much for calling from Baltimore. Man, that's one of the worst. I get nightmares thinking about all that concrete and traffic and New Jersey Turnpike and what's that bridge? The Delaware Bridge. Oh, my God. 295, 395, 495, I-95, New Jersey Turnpike, George Washington Bridge. Headache, headache, headache. I'm getting nightmares. Let's go to California instead. Not like they have any better traffic. And let's talk to Tony. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing, man? Love your show, JR. You know, big Eagles fan out here in Cali, you know, and I was not only in the media, but, you know, nobody, like, you couldn't even tell, like, the other guys, like, on ESPN or whatever, you know, they would just be, like, not giving him any credit, disrespecting Hurts. You know, I was hearing the radio earlier on today, and even, like, they were just mentioning Josh Allen still, even though he had a horrible postseason, you know, he couldn't cut it. But, I mean, Jalen Hurts, you know, this guy's been through a lot. You know, the whole thing he went through with Alabama, getting benched for Tua and then going to Oklahoma, you know, and then coming out on top there. So, you know, this guy's just, you know, he's a proven winner, you know, and I just give it up to him. And I hope he takes the MVP. And I hope the Eagles, you know, my Eagles make it to the Super Bowl. You know, I couldn't get no tickets, you know, $6,000 a ticket, you know, but –
to go to the Super Bowl, it's a $6,000 ticket.
Yeah, $6,000 tickets.
Wow. And that's probably to sit up in the sky, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, way up in the nosebleed, you know?
You have a better experience at home.
True that. But the last time the Eagles won the Super Bowl here, I got so inebriated. I was running up and down the street, flapping my hands like flapping my hands like if there were wings, like you know, if I could fly.
Okay, well, take it. What do you drink?
I was drinking. We were drinking tequila, man. That day.
Oh my god! Oh, tequila. Oh man, you were done until the next day. Well, if it makes you feel any better, the day after the Eagles won, I was also inebriated and I had to go to work the next day. So there you go.
The last time I got drunk. That was the last time I got drunk.
Well,
I've been sober ever since. But this time I'm gonna break it if the Eagles win, though.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, don't stay inside and just lay in the bed, okay?
Right.
All right. Thank you, Tony, for calling.
Appreciate
from Cali. Yeah, no doubt. Tony's like, listen, man, if the Eagles win, I'm getting on that tequila. Take it easy, man. I was having the time of my life when the Eagles won a Super Bowl too. And I'm not an Eagles fan. They beat Tom Brady, and I was out with my family and my cousin and his friends, and we were all just hanging out. And, man, we had a good old time. I remember that. I put on my throwback Ricky Waters jersey, authentic. I had a good time. I was happy. If the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, I'll be rooting for them again, I think. Yeah, I'll be rooting for them. 855-212-4CBS. Joe is here from Texas. Hey, Joe, where the hell you at?
I'm in Channel View.
Oh, okay. No, I meant like on the phone. You didn't respond to me, but go ahead. Now that you're here.
I'm sorry. I lost you for a minute there, but.
Okay. It's okay.
I enjoy your show, though.
Well, thank you so much. Who do you think is the MVP?
Well, Jalen Hurts. I know him. I knew his daddy was the coach. My son went to school with him. A great kid, man. He's paid his dues.
Okay.
He's a good guy. He deserves.
What did you see or learn about him that we didn't see as obviously a college player and professional?
Well, I saw when he got pulled and what's his name from Miami? I forgot. Tua.
Tua Tagovailoa, yes, Alabama.
You know, my wife cried.
Oh, no.
She cried for the kid. My wife was president of the Band Boosters for 4 years.
Okay.
So she knew him, and it broke all our hearts, you know. And to see him recover from that, go to Oklahoma, make something of himself, and then be down again in the NFL, everybody talking trash about him, and he keeps coming up.
Yeah.
I've just seen it over and over. He's a good kid, man.
Yep, he is extremely easy to root for, and thank you, Joe, for calling from Texas. He's easy to root for because nothing has been handed to him. You know, he was taken in the second round of that pandemic draft. Yeah, the one that Roger Goodell had in his basement. And he's earned his opportunity to start. And now he's at the doorstep of an MVP. I think he'll walk away with it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls on MVP. Everybody, but I guess it's Hurts. I mean, if this is what the general consensus is, just via the callers, I think this bodes well for him even more. I was surprised that everybody so far has told me Jalen Hurts is MVP. Okay, well, we'll see what happens. I'll leave the phone lines open. And I told you Josh Allen is not winning MVP. But he won some appreciation. He won some respect from me. I kind of already knew he was this type of guy. I'll explain on the other side, as he was very quick to shut down some nonsense. I'll tell you what it is on the other side of the break. I'll get back to more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say, JR, you're the man. All these other radio shows, you hear the same boring stuff. And you know what I'm saying? I love how you bring them callers in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about candidates for NFL MVP. A good majority, or every caller I've spoken to, about three or four so far, have gone with Jalen Hurts. And Patrick Mahomes, I have him in at number two. And I think one of the reasons that he won't get it is the sports writers vote for it. He has one already. And the story of Jalen Hurts and what he's been able to do with the number one offense, etc., has elevated and lifted him up. I'd be shocked if he doesn't win the award. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll tell you why I appreciate Josh Allen. It has nothing to do with the MVP award. And then, I didn't mention this. Coach of the Year. The list is rather interesting. Brian Daboll, Sean McDermott, Doug Peterson, Kyle Shanahan, and Nick Sirianni are all candidates. They are the five candidates for Coach of the Year. And there are a lot of people saying, where's Dan Campbell? Where's the guy who started off with his job in jeopardy and almost turned things around and got into the playoffs, like a game away from winning or getting into the postseason? 1-6, ending at 9-8. And going out with a bang by defeating the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers and keeping them out. Dan Campbell is not even on the list. Who do I think is going to win Coach of the Year? I think it's going to be Brian Daboll. He was able to go 9-7-1. He took his team to the playoffs. I think definitely offensively, they have less talent than the Detroit Lions. They beat the Vikings. They won a round. They were smashed by the Eagles. But for a first-year dude doing less with more, I think Brian Daboll is going to walk away with the award. There are a lot of winners here. Sean McDermott is not going to get it. Doug Peterson had a nice turnaround for the Jaguars franchise overall, going from 3-14 to 9-8. Kyle Shanahan, I don't think so. Nick Sirianni, no, I don't think so. They're going to give it to the dude who just was handed a team and said, here, fix it. And he didn't just fix it. He was a damn good coach in his first season. I think Daboll is going to win it. So I understand anyone's frustrations with Dan Campbell not being on the list. He deserves it. Maybe if he would have made the postseason, and maybe if they didn't start the way that they did, they'd end up there. And I get it. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. And, I mean, even in that last game, I told you, in beating the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, 20-16, keeping them out. You know, one of his future superstars, Aiden Hutchinson, he talked about it being grit. And that's the key word with this man, Dan Campbell. It's all about grit. Listen to Aiden Hutchinson after the final game of the season on NBC.
It's his culture. It's the culture of grit. It's he's been here for 2 years now, and it's starting to be ingrained in every one of these classes and all the guys that are here. So, we show it every time we come out here, you know, and we showed it today too, you know.
Yeah, they showed it, and their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, is going to stick around after receiving many opportunities, so that offense will continue to grow. And if the Detroit Lions can get their defense together, yeah, they're going to continue to grow and potentially end up being one of the best teams in the NFL if they can continue with this progress. And that was the end of the season with Aiden Hutchinson. We heard about grit in the preseason, in training camp. Remember, the Lions were on HBO. They were the team that was highlighted for Hard Knocks. This is Dan Campbell, his old crazy ass, talking about grit.
What are we? What makes us what we are and what we're going to be? It's our core foundation, man, grit. And what does it mean? In a nutshell, I think it means this. We'll go a little bit longer, we'll push a little harder, and we'll think a little deeper and a little sharper. It means we're unbreakable. Like, to me, it means we'll play anywhere. We'll play on grass, we'll play on turf, we'll go to a landfill. Doesn't matter. And that's what we gotta be. That's who we have to be. Because we'll tread water as long as it takes to bury you. Let's go to work, man. It's about to be fun. O&D.
Oh, well, he's good for a quote. I was expecting him to take us all around the world, not just a landfill. We could play on turf. We could play in grass. We could play in a landfill. We could play in an alley. We could play in Siberia. Dan Campbell is a wild dude. And yes, he's not a candidate for coach of the year. I think Brian Daboll will win it. But honestly, Dan Campbell, I'm sure, it might be a slight riff, but I'm sure he don't care. I'm sure this man is ready to get back onto the field next year to bite off kneecaps and punch old ladies. That's what he loves. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jameson is here from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're live, Jameson. Go ahead.
Hey, I think Joe Burrow should be MVP. I love what Jalen Hurts has done, but Joe Burrow, my personal opinion, I think he's done more with the injuries he had on his team to the offensive line, the running back, Chase missing a few games. And he still kept them in playoff contention, and he beat Mahomes, and he beat Josh Allen. He's beat the best of the best. When put in front of him.
Yep. No, there's no taking away what he's done and what he's accomplished. You know, I feel that Jalen Hurts in the overall story will bode more so in his favor. Thank you, Jameson, for calling from North Carolina. Let's go from North Carolina and let's move up a little further north to Maryland. And let's talk to Bob. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, good evening, my friend. You'll have to pardon me, but I got a hell of a cold.
Oh, no, feel better. Man, what you taking?
Anyway.
Oh, okay.
We have a quarterback here in Baltimore. He's still here. Who in 2019, when he was only not quite 21 years old, Lamar Jackson, he threw for 36 touchdowns, almost 1,300 yards. He still holds that record, too.
Yeah.
For a quarterback running the ball.
Okay.
And he
tell
went
me 14 about now.
And 2. His team did.
Tell me about now.
Tell me. Well, he's been hurt the last 2 years.
I'm not asking about Lamar Jackson. But tell me about the
I'm
MVP
trying to
now.
Compare one running quarterback compared to the other. That's what I'm trying to do. This guy can't match his. And Lamar didn't have any damn good receivers. This guy does.
Well, we can't. Well, Bob, I don't think we can compare just individual seasons from 3 years ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to compare one quarterback to another.
I understand that. It's not so much about
Mahomes is going to win that thing. 5,000 yards passing, 41 touchdowns. Come on, man. Where the hell have Kansas City been with that? They got a stinking
defense. If I wanted, and I don't want you to have a heart attack, so let's relax. If I wanted to apply that logic to every one of the candidates, I could. Where would Cincinnati be without Joe Burrow? Where would I can do that up and down the line, so I don't think that's valid. But my point is, for what you said about Lamar Jackson, let's compare the dudes who are here. Jalen Hurts is not being compared to what a quote-unquote another running QB did. It's not so much about Jalen Hurts and the running. It's about the winning. It's how he won. It's the accumulation of touchdowns that he had. You heard from his head coach. It's
He's
the story.
48 and 15 in his career here in Baltimore.
Who?
48 wins and 15 defeats.
Bob, nobody, I'm sorry to tell you this. I'm going to say it again. You ready? Do you know what I'm going to say?
Go ahead.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
I'm listening.
Okay. Nobody cares about Lamar Jackson.
Well, I'm not a fan of his either.
I'm not. I didn't ask you if you were a fan.
I'm just talking about his record.
Nobody cares about his record. When it comes down to this season, 2023, Jalen Hurts is being compared with his contemporaries and what they accomplished this season. I do find it very clever that you can look at what Lamar Jackson did and compare it to Jalen. But I have to tell you, I find it to be irrelevant here for this season. If you want to make a point, which is a valid one for Patrick Mahomes, I think you're well within your right. And I think that makes all the sense in the world for what you just said. And thank you, Bob, for calling from Maryland. I hope you feel better. But it's not about Lamar Jackson, bruh. Jalen Hurts is winning, and he has won this season. It has nothing to do with what Lamar Jackson did. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls, and then I'll tell you about some real stupid things in the NFL. Hi, Colts.